Some others that we heard about. Herbert Fry. Carol says that he was an awesome person and taught her much. She is the way she is because of Herbert. Christy Hoagland, for introducing God into my life when I was so depressed, I could hardly get myself out of bed. She taught me to trust God. Kim Stapp's mom. Kim says that she's a superhero because of her courageous spirit in her fight against cancer and the love she always had for her children. Kim's dad, for the safe, protective, loving environment she grew up in and exposing her sisters and her to church on a regular basis. Vicki Whitaker and Marcia Eaton, for being there for me through all my trials in life. They are not only like this with me, but also many, many others. Vicki Whitaker's dad was and is my hero. He is why I came to Sunday school, church, and MYF while growing up. MYF was before 1968, and it was Methodist Youth Fellowship was the name of it. See, I wasn't going to give away anybody's age, but you know that. All right. She continues, my kids now know how special he is and was because he is there for them anytime they need him. One thing I think, dads, I hope you hear that, how important your protection and your guidance and your presence in church is to your children. I hope you're catching on to that, gentlemen. Other superheroes that were lifted up. John Carlton for his guidance to young children. Mary Norton for the way she visits church members. Lisa Derflinger for her support of all the school activities. Marge Rowe for all of her behind-the-scenes work here at First Church for 30-plus years. Vicki Schroeder, Woodrow Ferguson, Alma Ferguson. Gary and Cheryl Wasner, Charles Roche, Martha Pryor, Frieda Whitaker, Frances Haynes, Ruth Mercer, Elizabeth Drake, Steve and Ann Martin, Mavis Wendt, and Larry Kahn. We could go on and on and on, but these are the names that have specifically been given to me, and I really invite you to write down who your superheroes are and have been. And tell us why, so we can share the story behind. One was lifted up to me. Maureen McNeil was our liturgist for the 8 o'clock service. And she said she believes the reason why she was in a place in her life to answer her call to ministry is because of two women, Ann Massey and Vicki Schroeder. And so we give God praise for you, Ann and Vicki. Take time. Sit down at the computer, email me, your superhero. Let us know how people have changed your life, healed you, made you whole. Whatever the situation is in your life where they have made you turn a corner and give God praise because of their example. I just want to say thank you to all of you who are listed here and so many more who are not. There are many, many, many wonderful, wonderful people in this congregation that do so much, not only for this church, but for this community. And most, we never hear their name. It's a way of life for them. And I give God praise for that. So, as you go home today, remember all those people in your life. And even if you don't want to lift them up to me, remember all the people in your life who have made you what you are. And give God praise for those superheroes that you've been able to experience. Amen? You see, it's people like these that have made First Church the church that it is today. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for all of our superheroes in our lives. Those superheroes, Lord, that we've grown just to take for granted. We want to stop and say thank you so much for them. For those superheroes that stand out in our minds and everyone in between, we just ask, God, we want to take a moment and say thank you to you. And we ask in Jesus' name that you bless them immensely in their life. and whatever they're doing, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Next Sunday, we're going to be looking at Jude. The title is, Hey Jude, Mercy, Peace, and Love. So come and see what that is all about. As we prepare for Holy Communion this morning, would you please turn to 620, One Bread, One Body. Let's do the first and the last stanzas as you stand to sing today. 620, first and last verses.